This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously. I want to know what stories to do. I want to know what direction to head in. Anyway, at the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by Hannah from Campus Reform. You know, I love doing stories. We've been doing stories from Campus Reform for years. But Hannah is a contributor and a program coordinator, so she really keeps us up on the latest, the most latest of what's going on. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time. Now, look, the time you spent with me. You know, I know everybody wants to talk about Ryan Priebus. They want to talk about what's going on there. But, yeah, it's being done to death. Right? I mean, I think Priebus right now was on with Sean Hannity or was going to be on with Sean Hannity or whatever. So if you want to know why he was let go or why he believes he was let go, you know, I don't know. He's going to blame it on Scaramucci. Everybody's going to blame it on the White House being in turmoil. How about simply the fact that the job isn't being done, isn't being done right? We went down in defeat last night. You know, it didn't help that the GOP has no spine, that they're not doing what they're supposed to do. There's rumors that when John McCain gave the vote, he was out in the hall talking to Chuck Schumer, and somebody heard him say, yeah, let's see if Trump can make America great now, you know, that kind of thing. So it's wrong. And these guys are so full of themselves. They think they're so important. They're so self-important. But I think they're going to find out in the next election. They're either going to lose it to the Dems, and I didn't believe that a while back. Starting to believe it now. They're either going to lose it to the Dems, or I'll tell you what, a lot of Republicans are going to be replaced next time around. In California, that'll be impossible. It won't happen. And General John Kelly, has become the new presidential chief of staff, right? My understanding is, you know, I don't follow these guys, but everything I've read about him, you know, he is one man of integrity. Very strong. He'll make I'm told he's going to make a great White House chief. Now, I don't know if it's because President Trump kicked him in the butt, but I heard that Sessions announced late today that he has a list of inside leakers and he's prepared to put them all in jail should he need to. And I guess maybe he needed a good swift kick. I don't know. I'm not in there. And anybody who's not in there watching it happen, I don't believe any of you anyhow. De Blasio says, you know, I'm not doing anything. You know, screw you, Trump. I'm not going to do anything you tell me to do. He's not going to follow the law. He's not going to follow the Constitution. I understand he has his eyes set on the presidency. And now, somebody who, what's he going to use as a guideline? He doesn't believe in the Constitution. What's he going to use as a guideline? Now, when you're mayor of the largest city in the United States, Your words can hold some substantial amount of weight. I don't think he's going to make it again. New York City's Mayor de Blasio, in open defiance of potential federal immigration laws, has gained a ton of traction, but it's starting to look like it's not just a bunch of hot air, as Breitbart shares. He's making pretty clear that he'll ignore any immigration law that impacts his city. The New York no, it's really funny. They say he says the New York PD will not participate as immigration enforcement agents because we have for decades built a close working relationship with immigrant communities. Our police force is not going to be out there knocking on people's doors. It's a line of garbage. It's not what he's asking to do. That's not what Trump's enforcing. That's not what immigration is enforcing. They want a 48-hour notice before you let somebody go who's not a legal citizen. Not tough to do. Not a big deal. Now, I talked to L.A. County Sheriff McDonald today, and he was telling me that the way it works is they get a 48-hour notice to let ICE know when they're leaving. They send it out to ICE. ICE can come or not come to show up and ask to, you know, speak to that person. So what L.A. County wants to do is they want to stop doing that. New York's going to stop doing it. There'd be no notice. And he said, let me tell you what happens when that goes down. He said, then what ICE does is they start to looking for people in the streets. They will go to that same person's house to grab that person. And once they grab that person, they start asking other people in the home if they're here legally. So then what happens is they go after them. I don't know, maybe it's a son. Maybe the whole family came over the border and they're going after the son. Well, daddy's not legal. Mommy's not legal. The kids aren't legal. Guess what? They all get deported, every single one of them. The house gets lefty, gets left empty. The kids don't go to school. I mean, I'm not asking you where you stand on this. I'm just saying the whole family truly is affected. Where if these yo-hos would just let them in the jail cell. See, the people are already criminal to begin with. So what's the big whoop? What's the problem? Anyway, de Blasio basically is saying that he doesn't like the proposed laws and he won't instruct the city's police department to enforce them. His stance could well result in the city being hit with in the pocketbook. I mean, they can't afford to lose any money. They're already floundering. Right? Crime is up. Streets are dirty. People are going to the bathroom in the streets, for God's sakes. He sees no problem with that. That's a cute little European city. You know what I'm saying? We'll hear from him when we come back from the break. I'm talking with senior host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 8557. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine a fake one out there? Boy, would that be a problem. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. The next hour, I got a lot of good stuff. Okay, one Democrat congressman who can't answer the question as to whether he would stand up for Americans first or illegals first. Can't do it, no matter how much you try. And then Maxine Waters having a meltdown at a congressional hearing. And she, I don't know if she's stuck. I was waiting for somebody to come slap her in the back of the head to see if he could get her unstuck. And it didn't happen. And because that didn't happen, she stayed stuck. It was just amazing. You'll hear it. You'll hear it in the third hour. And then again, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to bring in, we're going to do this every week now. We're going to have a campus reform segment. We're going to talk about all the campus crazies going on throughout the country. I know some of you don't believe me, but I don't really care. You got to go check it out on your own. Hannah Sherlocker is going to join me. She's from Campus Reform. She's a contributor there and also a program coordinator. I think you'll be impressed by, you know, her knowledge and just what, well, you'll be impressed by her knowledge. You're going to be disgusted by what she tells you is going on. So de Blasio has decided that he's going to defy Trump on sanctuary cities. What I love about this is these are the same people that say sanctuary cities don't exist, but yet they're all trying to pass sanctuary city laws. Which is it? Does it exist or does it? Hey, Billy, what's going on in New York?
It's very important to understand this, because I think in the terminology, sanctuary cities, all that, we've lost the underlying meaning. And if you want to know what it means, ask a police chief or a police commissioner. Our commissioner, Jimmy O'Neill, stood with me yesterday and said, look, NYPD has spent decades building relationship with communities, including immigrant communities.
Nobody's saying you shouldn't build relationships. Nobody's telling you not to. He's trying to get you to believe that by doing what Trump wants him to do, you're going to ruin relationships and immigrate. I don't know what to tell you. At some point in time, immigrants have to try to get legal. They have to try to do something. They have to try to go for legal residence. There's a million ways to be able to stay in this country. Citizenship is not the only way to stay here.
This is the kind of thing that will destroy that progress and make it impossible for the police to keep cities safe. Why? New York City.
Yeah, we should listen to him because since he's been mayor, crime has gone up. Violent crime has gone up. Shooting has gone up. They're defecating in the streets and not being arrested. They're urinating in the streets and not being arrested. As Bill O'Reilly said, you have to step over more people that are sleeping on sidewalks since he became mayor. He won't allow them to enforce the law when it comes to vagrancy or anything like that in the city just near his mansion. There, even if you look dirty, you can't stay on the street.
City has 500,000 undocumented people. We want them to come forward and work with the police if they see a crime, if they're a victim of the crime. If they believe by talking to a police officer they will get deported and be torn apart from their family, they're not going to work with police.
Then maybe they need to do something about it. What do you think? How long do you get? Look, I've said this a million times. You're already here living in the shadows. You're already here illegally doing something wrong. I talked to a young man whose parents took him here illegally when he was a real young kid. I think 6 or 8. I can't remember what he said. And he really didn't give it much thought until he went to get his driver's license. All of a sudden, he couldn't get it. He can now in California, but he couldn't then. And so once he found out what he needed to do, he worked at making himself legal. Pretty good idea, don't you think? Work at it once you find out about it. At least try, and then you'll get people behind you. But when you don't do anything to make it better, when you don't do anything to try to get yourself legal, nobody at that point wants to help you. I don't. And there are many others that want to help you either.
Police, and by the way, that policy in New York City of respecting that confidentiality goes back to the administration of Rudy Giuliani and Ed Koch.
That makes perfect sense for the law-abiding undocumented immigrants. But there are some sanctuary cities, and maybe New York City is one of them, that says that they will not work with ICE agents, even for people in their jails, even for people suspected.
Yeah, now let's see if he can explain this one away, because really, why should that be a problem? They're already in jail. They've already done something wrong. Why not turn them in? All right, de Blasio. Well, this is the same guy that went to Germany when a cop in his city got shot. He didn't care.
...of being undocumented immigrants in their jails. Why not hand over the people who have committed these crimes to ICE agents?
Another misunderstanding about so-called sanctuary cities. Here's a list right here of 170 offenses that if someone is undocumented, they commit this offense, we will work with ICE and they will be deported.
But are those low-level offenses?
No, these are serious crimes. These are serious crimes, violent crimes, even possession of a weapon, for example, of any kind. 170 offenses.
Yeah, but the problem is they won't notify them. They won't notify them. And some of those crimes are even pleaded down, or not so much pleaded down. They've agreed to a lesser crime to get out of jail faster. So I want to know exactly what crimes he's talking about. What's he willing to do?
That if an undocumented person commits, that triggers by New York City law cooperation with ICE for deportation.
How about theft?
Well, here's the example. Theft, violent, you know, any theft involving
a
weapon,
violent,
for example.
Just a regular low-level crime.
There are very low-level crimes. For example, small amounts of marijuana possession.
Yeah.
Going through a stoplight that doesn't cause any damage to anyone. Those are areas where we will not work to see someone deported. Why? Because these are members of a family in our community, so it's the breadwinner in that family. So you deport the breadwinner, and the rest of the family, including the children, are left without anyone. You tear a family apart. That's not...
How do they give them a ticket? I'm curious. If you have, you know, last we heard, there was like 92%, 91% of those who came over the border who got tickets to show up for court didn't. So now we have somebody who runs a red light. Thank God he's not drunk. Thank God they don't have somebody else coming over. You know, they get the ticket. What happens? Do they not go to court? Do then they get arrested and deported? I mean, what does it take? I guess if it's a nonviolent crime, they can keep going. Well, what's nonviolent? Passing a bad check is a nonviolent crime. But I guess you got to kill somebody, beat somebody up, rape somebody. Those are the only things that are violent crimes, apparently. Everything else, no brainer. Stealing a car, nonviolent crime. I mean, they don't think this stuff through. There's no way they think this stuff through. Well, maybe they do. Maybe I'm giving too much credit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. To the side of the break, Campus Reform's Hannah Sherlocker joins us.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Listen to the Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, every week we do these stories. I like to make fun. I love to make fun of college people. I'm sorry, but I do. They give me a lot to make fun of. They really do. So I had asked Hannah. Actually, I asked her boss, but Hannah Sherlocker will be joining us to talk about campus reform, the stories they put up, and some of the major stories they're having to deal with. Just let's hear what she has to say. Seriously.
Well, like I told you guys, you know, what we're going to do on a regular basis now is we're going to have a weekly update. You know, I'm the old, I joke a lot about being the old white guy in the room, and I don't get it. I don't get some of these terms. What are there, 79 now pronouns to your name where you could be a cisgen, a fluid gen, a fluid cisgen. You could be all kinds of things. And it gives a whole new meaning to those of us who are older, and our mothers told us we could be anything we wanted to be when we grew up. I didn't realize we were going to take it this far, though. But, you know, I don't get some of the new terms. I don't get what's going on the college campuses. So I have to bring people in to enlighten me. Because, again, as I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually. So every week now, we're going to do, instead of just hodgepodge all week long, every week we're going to focus in on the stories that campus reform has for us on a regular basis. And we're going to be graced to have Hannah Sherlocker with us on a regular basis. And Hannah, don't take exception to the way I pronounce things. I'm from Boston. You know, we have like 60 colleges in Boston. And we still can't speak the King's English. It's disgusting. It's just amazing. But Hannah's for Campus Reform. She's a contributor and a program coordinator there as well. Now, prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University. But the one that I get that I'm excited about is you actually attended the Anglo-American University in Prague where you got your first lesson on what?
Oh, man, I got my first lesson on how to support Hillary Clinton and hate Donald Trump. I was actually pulled out of the class at one point. The professor had asked me to not voice my opinions on my support of Trump and criticisms of Hillary because it was causing too much disruption in the class. And this was a class titled, I kid you not, Democracy in Media.
Oh, my God. Well, you have to agree. Now, you're a young person, so I always say I really don't understand the language. But apparently, the left has rewritten the dictionary. Nothing means
what it meant, at least for me, like 20 years ago, you know, racism and bigotry and diversity especially, that doesn't mean any of that anymore. And diversity has gone so far down the road that we now pay people $11 an hour on some camp, well, actually on Washington State campus, to what? To watch out for diversity? To teach people? Do they give you diversity tickets? What do they do for that $11?
To advance social justice and diversity. And let me tell you, this is taxpayer money. This is taxpayer money paying students $11 an hour to advance this absolute nonsense. Universities should not be paying students to advocate this type of thing. University of Arizona tried something similar a few weeks ago. They actually were hiring a social justice advocate position. They put an ad out to hire that type of position. Like, where is this coming from? Colleges used to be a place where students could hone critical thinking skills and engage in dialogue and challenge ideas, but now they're learning how to advocate social justice.
Yeah, we did that one in Arizona where they were trying to hire that person. I don't know what it was, 60 or 80 grand a year, and I'm thinking, really? For what? This is tax dollars. Why don't we work on bringing down the tuition? You know, they're so concerned about these schools not being affordable to young people. Well, maybe if we get rid of a lot of these, I have to keep it clean, it's a family show, these crazy positions of paying out these dollars for the dumbest things. I mean, safe spaces now we have with pets and certain kind of music and it just and diversity. What's a diversity safe space? You know, they have now we have segregated safe spaces. Think about the people who, and you're a young person. I want to get your take on this. Think about the people who died, gave up their lives, gave up their jobs in the late 60s fighting for racial equality. And what do we have now? Now we have segregated orientations on college campuses, segregated dorms, segregated graduations. I mean, is this what your parents taught you growing up, that we should all be segregated?
Absolutely not. My parents growing up taught me to think for myself, to not be indoctrinated in the classroom, to engage in dialogue and debate. And what we're seeing on college campuses is complete censorship and indoctrination. And these professors want everybody to look different but think the same. They use the classroom as a bully pulpit to advance their liberal agenda. And if you just dissent, if you have any disagreeing ideas, you're mocked, you're cornered into an argument. And oftentimes students will lose their academic standing. I mean, they're afraid to speak before they even step foot in the classroom. I mean, all it takes is browsing these professors' social media to understand what the classroom climate is going to be like. These students are afraid to speak their mind. So this is not how my parents raised me. This is not what America was founded on. This is surely not what American education was founded on. I mean, free speech and dialogue and debate is a hallmark of American higher education. And it's really sad to see the direction it's going. And we need to have more, a better form of accountability, because administrators are not holding these professors accountable. Professors who say outrageous things and oppress conservative thought on campus, they're actually being rewarded for this type of behavior. And we see this time and time again at Leadership Institute's campus reform. And I've been at the forefront of working with students across the nation on reporting this type of thing. Yeah. It's just outrageous.
Well, and when you go back, we need to have open dialogue. I have people in the show that are 180 degrees from the way I think, and it gives you perspective. Look, two ways to look at that. One is it might change my way of thinking. Maybe I hear something that I've never heard before, which I doubt, because, you know, at my age, I've heard everything. At least that's what they keep telling me. But then you learn how they come at things. You kind of learn how to approach them. I don't want to say attack them, but you learn how to approach them or come at them to make them look at their own point of view and how they're looking at how they're coming up with their conclusions. It's not a bad thing. And I think, frankly, for me, I think that's what scares the left, is that you might shed some light on something and turn one of their people. We can't have that now.
Oh, absolutely. They want to blind us. They want to cover our eyes and ears to the truth, because they're all about reasoning with emotion and theory rather than facts and logic. Feelings totally overrule facts now, especially in the classroom. So I think you have a great point there. They want to shield our eyes and ears. They want to shield the eyes and ears of the students. God forbid they, you know, think for themselves and do some research. That's the opposite of what the classroom wants us to do these days.
Hey, Hannah, do you share these stories with your parents at all?
Oh yeah, all the time.
And does your dad grab the garbage bag and throw up in it or something? I mean, they look at you and go, "Come on, honey, you're kind of embellishing, right? This isn't really happening." Do they have that look in your face?
Well, I'll tell you, from what I've heard, I've only been around 22 years, but from what I hear, what school used to be like when my parents were in college, it's a completely different ballgame. So at first they were appalled. They thought when I would run these stories by them, they would think this is just, you know, a one in a million rare occurrence. But, you know, I'm feeding them these stories every day. I'll text them, you know, stories, what's going on campus, and then links to daily stories. It's, tell me now, we're starting to publish articles like every couple of hours now, multiple stories a day on this kind of thing. It's not a rare occurrence anymore. It's something that's going on every day, and I'm very thankful campus reform is starting to shine a light on it. People are actually starting to become aware of how education has changed since the time my parents were in college.
I don't know, you probably don't know this about me, but I'm actually an elected official on a local school board, on a high school, you know, district. And I bring these stories to some of my colleagues, and they don't believe. At first, they didn't believe me at all. But when I started bringing them from, you know, different outlets, they can't believe what's going on these campuses. And I said, look, we're doing that from here. We're allowing that to go out at the lower grades and being pushed forward and acceptable. We need to start teaching our kids, our young people, our young students, men and women, to go out there and push back, to be able to open their mouths, allow them to have open, honest dialogue. We don't teach them that. We teach them that the teacher is the ultimate authority, and I think, personally, that's extremely dangerous. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we've come to the place where we can't trust, we can't rely on professors to be looking out for our best interests. So we really do have to learn to think for ourselves, and it's sad, you know. Just recently, we reported on this story where a college in Rhode Island is now offering a course on transracial bodies. It's all about, you know, transracial, absolutely ridiculous. I'll go into more detail about that later. But, you know, with this story, it really just shows, it brings to light that we're at the place where higher education is now denying natural law. We have totally disregarded facts, and we're putting feelings at the forefront. So we're at the place where we're not teaching truth anymore. We're teaching myths. We're denying natural law. We're denying science and math. And we're replacing math courses with social justice courses.
Oh, hey.
So
we're going to have to go back and redo all the biology courses. And, you know, we're 47th in the world when it comes to math and science. And I think we're number 2 or 3 in the world when it comes to trans blank issues. Seriously. Hey, hold your thoughts for a few minutes, because we're going to take a quick break here in a minute. We come back. We are going to talk about the transracial, I've done stories on trans species, transgender, you know, you have transracial, we did a trans ager, and this is just really, just nuts. Yeah, I really. All right, everybody take a breath, walk around your chair, come on back, we'll be back in a few minutes with Hannah. Don't go far, you're listening to the real side.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's jump right back in. I don't want to waste any of your time. We're going to start doing this every week, and I think you're going to enjoy the segment. As I told you, part of our new segment, a weekly segment anyway, is we're bringing somebody from Campus Reform on with us on a regular basis, and I'm glad to have Hannah Sherlocker with me. She's a Campus Reform contributor and a program coordinator there. That's campusreform.org. You guys know we do a lot of stories from Campus Reform, and first let me say, Hannah, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you know, just to show how far left, and we haven't gotten left, we are like off the face of the planet with some of this stuff. The professor at Evergreen College, I did this story a while back about the professor that went off on the, was it pro-life?
Right. So there were several different conservative-run events on the campus on several different occasions, and what happened is this group, whether they're Antifa, all kinds of anti-conservative groups, they overran the campus, basically, turned it into a massive bully pulpit, and they actually, a mob of students, they drove professors and students off campus. At one point, they held professors hostage, and right now there's a $3.5 million lawsuit against Evergreen State as a result. But basically, these students just totally took over the school. Administration stood behind them, although they were the ones held hostage. So it's just absolutely ridiculous. There was a white day of absence where these students demanded all white people leave campus. And you know, they were upset with Professor Weinstein for objecting to it. And as a result, they, you know, harassed him. They pushed him off campus, totally stomped his constitutional rights at the very least. And yeah, it's kind of blown up in their face right now, but they haven't done much to really do anything about it. Most of the professors and administration are standing behind the student group.
Well, the one professor in particular that attacked a conservative student is now being brought back, is my understanding?
Yes, as of the other day, he will be reinstated.
How did they?
This is an embarrassment to academia. Professors are supposed to be an example, but time and time again, they use their platform as a bully pulpit, and they're rewarded for this behavior, whether it's being reinstated, whether it's the professor at Orange Coast College who was awarded Faculty Member of the Year after she harassed a student for recording her calling Trump's presidency an act of terrorism. This professor, rather than being punished, she was awarded Faculty Member of the Year.
Oh, of course.
So it's surprising that this professor at Evergreen was reinstated. This is just another example of force against any dissent in the classroom.
Oh, and not just, but it's any dissent against the left. I mean, you dissent. We've seen clips. I've seen clips where, you know, they've come against a right teacher. They're making fun of a conservative teacher, and the conservative teacher gets in trouble for sticking up for themselves. So it's any dissent you have against their thought process of what America, what freedom. I'm just guessing here, okay? But I think you're a female. You identify as female, right?
I identify as a female.
I don't want to get politically incorrect here. So you identify as a female. Princeton is now combating masculinity. And they see it as a bad thing. And this is not uncommon. This isn't just at Princeton. This is being done at colleges all across the country. But they actually have a class now because they don't want you to be too masculine. Wouldn't you want your future husband or boyfriend to take that class? Because you don't want him to be too masculine, right?
Oh, my goodness. You could not be any more wrong about that, Joe. You know, the idea that masculinity is some sort of harmful social construct is nothing new. You know, students at the University of Wisconsin recently made a film that they showed in class that professors actually allowed. It was all about deconstructing the dangers of toxic masculinity. All the men are supposed to, they're supposed to be the ones who protect and provide, and masculinity is a great thing. And instead of recognizing the differences between males and females and their complementing roles, instead we're denying them completely, saying it's all a social construct. You know, the irony of this on the left is really laughable. The same agenda that pushes women's empowerment is now portraying men as perpetrators and women as victims. So as a woman, because right now I identify as a woman, I find this actually offensive. You know, what started as a noble push for equality has become this push toward gender neutralism, where gender differences are complementing femininity and masculinity are completely denied.
I could say I have strong-willed women in the house, but I have strong-willed people in the house. Now, it just so happens that they're women. They identify as women anyway. So, you know, my daughter's strong-willed. Both my daughters are strong-willed. My wife's strong-willed. Smart people. They know what they want. They know how to go after it. But you know what? We all appreciate the masculine side of the house. There's an understanding there. I taught my daughters how they should be treated, how a man should take care of them, not because they can't, but because they deserve to be taken care of. They deserve to be treated properly. That's where the left gets it wrong. They think that we want to take care of you because you can't take care of yourself. No, we want to take care of you. Some of us take it from a biblical perspective. But we want to take care of you because that's our job. That's what we're supposed to be doing. You shouldn't be worried about having a place to live and whether your husband's going to stick up for you and whether you're going to have food on the table, that kind of stuff. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've come to a place where we're supposed to think men and women are the exact same rather than like noticing the positive differences. And this is something we saw the other day. We reported on a story where the Fed doled out $3 million to fight microaggressions in STEM fields. So basically, this was an effort to recruit women into the STEM field. It's an attempt at social engineering, and it contributes to this idea that sexism is keeping women out of the field. You know, evidence actually contradicts this. We just reported on a study that revealed the lack of women in STEM fields is largely a matter of personal preference. It's not discrimination. It's differences in males and females. Men are masculine. Women are feminine. You know, in fact, women with strong math and science skills in the STEM field, they tend to have excellent communication skills, which actually gives them more access to potential careers than their male counterparts. And not to mention, this ignores the fact that women simply may not want to go into STEM. But ultimately, this is sending a message, and this whole masculinity, denying masculinity movement is sending a message that women are weak victims who cannot thrive without special accommodation. I do find this offensive as a woman. You know, Mary Curie didn't need this type of special treatment when she won two Nobel Prizes as a physicist. I sure don't either. So I think we need to start realizing that men and women are different and accepting those differences and stop trying to deny any differences. Stop trying to pretend we're exactly the same. It's just ridiculous.
I tell people all the time, look, they're, look at the body structure, right? You look at chemical makeup. You, there are so many differences. You know, years ago, I worked for a company. I was in technology for 20 years, and I worked for a company, and I hired all female project managers. At one point in time, I had four or five guys that were above me call me in and say, is there something going on here? You know, why are you only hiring female, you know, project managers? Now, they, I mean, talk about having that mindset. They're thinking that I want to fool around with all these women I'm hiring. And I go, you know what? Because men, to put it bluntly, men suck at detail. Women are great at detail.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll attest to that.
but it was the proof was that when I had all female project managers, productivity went up. We got the jobs done on time. You know, there were very few issues. Not that they're smarter then. See, I still put them on an equal field. They're just better at detail. They check out every little thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, but just a mere fact, think of where society's at, where they had to call me in to make sure I wasn't hiring those females for another reason. Now, today I'd get beat up for that, right? I mean, oh, my God, terrible that you even think that way. No, women are better at detail, period. End of discussion. I'm sure you agree with me, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, working in a newsroom, I'm one female in a newsroom of six men, and I definitely acknowledge and recognize the differences where their skills lack, I can pick up, and there are many things they're capable of that I can never do. It's just differences, and they're complementing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we do complement each other if we allow us to complement each other, you know, but no.
First step is not denying.
Yeah, bingo. Bingo. Well, see, I think that the left wants control, not equality. I really believe that. I think when you look at the TV shows, you look at some of the sitcoms, what they call sitcoms, I call them sitcoms, but you look at some of these sitcoms where dad can't even open up a can of tuna fish without mom's help. Dad's a flaming idiot. The kids are smarter than dad, and mom runs the whole show. We've been watching this for 20 years, haven't we? All right, so let's hit this transracial bodies class that they now have at Rhode Island College. I think this is hilarious. So why do we need, why can't we stick with, you know, reading, math, science, literature? No, we've got to have a class that explores racial identification as a process. You know, here's how I see this. I have white skin. I'm a white guy. It's that simple. It isn't that hard. And I didn't even have to go to college for that, did I, Hannah?
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
It's just crazy. Isn't it absurd? I mean, this is denying, in its purest form, denying natural law. It's absurd. Why is this a college course? It's literally called transracial bodies. And, you know, let me just read you a little funny little section from the course description. It says, technological advances in surgery, hormonal therapy, psychiatry, cultural warfare are catching up to the transgender presence. The gendered body is not necessarily that with which we were born, but one that can be crafted to match the real body of our psyche, our dreams. I mean, this is college. This is college in America, 2017. I kid you not. This is a college course. You know, students go to college to hone their critical thinking skills and prepare for jobs. How will they use transracial identification skills in the real world? Tuition at the school is $47,000. What are they paying for?
Oh, God. You know, can you imagine coming out of your biology class, right? You've just learned all about DNA and how, you know, how it structures the body. And then you come to this class and you go, wait a minute. So should I forget everything I just learned in my biology? So here's how it works. Really simple. If you want to hear the rest of this your interview, you're going to have to head up to the website after the show. It'll be part of the podcast info. You'll be able to hear the rest of my conversation with Hannah. Don't go far. A lot more coming up under the break. The next hour, it's just a smorgasbord of stuff. You don't want to miss it. Maxine Waters, a Democrat assembly person or a Democrat congressperson out of California who will not stick up for American rights. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.